Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site?
Yes.
Okay, you need to get tested for the coronavirus?
No. Vaccinated.
Okay, I do have a different number for you to call in order to pre-register to receive the vaccination.
Okay, I mean, because I need to find out when I can get if I'm eligible to be scheduled yet.
Okay, I do have two websites that should give you that information.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 57.
57? Okay, yeah, I'm not sure when that phase is going to be available, but it should be on these two websites.
Okay, I just want to know so I can find out. So if you could give me the websites.
All right, the first one is cdc.gov.
cdc.gov.
Yes, and the other one is adph.org.
adph.org.
Yes.
Okay, so those have a list of, you know, what phase I might be in. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it has a lot of different information concerning the coronavirus and what's going on. And so those are the two websites that they have for me to give you if you need information about what phase you're in, et cetera. And then I do have a number to give you if you want to go ahead and pre-register. That way your information is in the system and they can call you once your phase become available.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, I got that number for you.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 855.
Yeah.
566-5333. Yes, sir. 566-5333.
5333.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're going to ask you your basic information, which is your first and last name, your phone number, your email address, if you want to provide one, the county that you live in, and your age.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Okay. That's fine. All right. Thank you so much for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope you enjoy your day.
And you too. I appreciate your help.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.